Day one, the greatest commandment. The Bible is long, like overwhelmingly long, and to top it all off, the font is small, tiny small. There are so many pages and so many genealogies. There's so many names that are close to impossible to pronounce correctly on the first try. So many commandments. It's filled with ancient laws that feel decently irrelevant today. It's so long and so complex that people have argued about it for ages, which I find fascinating. There's a story in the book of Matthew where Jesus is in the middle of one of these discussions and is asked, which commandment is the greatest? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Matthew 22:37-38. This answer may be simple, but it's not necessarily easy. This is the type of answer that invites us to take a look at our lives and be honest about it. What do you love the most? What do you spend the most of your time thinking about or worrying about? What are you consumed by or anxious over? What fills your mind? Is it popularity, money, power, influence, gossip, jealousy? Anger, prejudice, worry, you fill in the blank. The greatest commandment addresses the thing that matters most to us, and we actually get to decide what that thing is. If there is something that we love more than God, we are invited to change that, and it's easier said than done. These things are not dethroned willingly. They lash out. They try to claw and climb their way to the top of what is seen as most important to us. They beg for our attention every day, and every day we get to choose what we fill our heart, mind, and soul with. Therefore, we have a decision to make. What will it be? This is Joshua 24, verses 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you're living, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.